This is a podcast from Team Ease, Assessing Innovation, on Joomla Community Magazine.
Once again, this is Nettie with Team Ease, and I am interviewing Chris Rault from ProThemer, the makers of the Morph framework or toolset. Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Sure. Hi, Nettie.
We'll get right into the interview. Why is a framework needed for template development?
Well, the idea behind any framework is obviously to help speed up the development time that you spend on the project. And by doing so, it allows you to focus on the unique aspects of that project. So, being able to start your project when 80% of the work is already done means that you can focus on the really important stuff. So, it's definitely... definitely helpful, sort of having a framework.
Excellent.
Essentially saving you time.
Right. Is your toolset based on a third-party layout system?
Yeah, when we first started designing Morph, we looked at all the different grid systems that were available, and eventually we decided on Yahoo's UECSS grids library. The main reason was because out the box, it sort of gives you four preset widths with the ability to sort of easily add your own custom widths. Something in the range of 250 different sidebar combinations, which when implemented into Joomla, really gives you a lot of power over how your page layout is displayed. And then we're also using it to handle the grid system in the modules, which is also very powerful. And then also the ability to use it in your content. So whether you coming up with a stunning product page or whatever you want to do, you're able to actually take advantage of that and use the grid system in your content. And yeah, we're also looking at implementing Grid 960 just to give our users a bit more choice.
Excellent.
Both of them work quite differently. So and each of them sort of have their sort of areas where they shine. So that's definitely something we'll be looking to in the near future.
That's wonderful. Is your tool set based on page elements regarding usability and SEO? Do they go into addressing those issues in the web?
Definitely. That was one of the key areas that we wanted to sort of focus on when we created Morph. Especially the usability side, we pretty much rewrote 90%, if not 100%, of the front end of Joomla, making sure that everything was completely semantic, things like title tags, alt tags, stripping out all the tables, implementing a logical hierarchy with the headings, stuff like that. And obviously all of those things carry through on the SEO side, having... Mm-hmm. The page well structured, and we've also added in the ability to choose how your logo is displayed. There's loads of different opinions on what's the best method to have your logo displayed. Obviously, all the content is source ordered. We've kept the head element, the ratio where the content starts, so you don't have any inline JavaScript, which is sort of search engines have to sort of scroll through before they actually get to the meat of the page. So
right.
All of these things we've taken into account, researched, re-researched, and yeah, very happy with the results.
Wonderful. How does your framework differ from those of your competitors?
Well, I've looked at a couple of the frameworks that are available, and each of them sort of have their own approach and sort of how they're trying to just solve common problems. For us, when we were doing the architecture of Morph, we decided to separate all of the structural code, so that's all of the functionality, the PHP, the XHTML, into the templates, and then putting all the design elements into what we call themelets, mm-hmm. which is just another name for child themes.
Right.
And then we've also built a management console, which we call Configurator, which is actually it's a back-end admin component. And instead of using the traditional template options, as most other templates do, going the route with the components gave us a lot more flexibility in terms of what we were able to sort of build in there. So right. a whole range of tools like code editor, backup system, assets management. So you can actually manage your logos, your backgrounds, all of those things, install sample data. And the approach has definitely worked out really well for us because it means that if somebody it allows us to continue developing, adding in new features, refining features, fixing bugs.
Right. But
the process of upgrading is really, really simple. It's literally just a case of reinstalling, and the design, because it's separated, isn't impacted at all.
Right.
So definitely a good approach in terms of rapid development.
Excellent. Do you know of any products that are currently in production release that are utilizing your framework or tool set?
Well, if I understand the question correctly, there would traditionally be, if it was another framework, would be which templates are using it. And
right.
so far at the moment, I think we've got nine themelets or child themes, mm-hmm. which are built specifically for Morph, and then we're also slowly but surely converting all of our existing templates over as themelets. And okay. and once that's done, they'll be discontinued because obviously Morph is light years ahead of them. So
right, right, excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about the team that developed Morph?
Sure. So initially it was myself and Andrew Neal, who's my business partner. Mm-hmm. And we started off designing the architecture and sort of building Morph. We had a guy called Byron Rode working for us, who was also very talented and he did a lot of the groundwork on Configurator. And then as of about a year ago, we had, the very talented Stian Didrikson, who is also works with NinjaForge and is on the Nuku team.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, he's absolute whiz kid.
Brilliant kid.
It's brilliant being able to sort of come up with a concept or an idea and conceptualize it and actually have somebody pull it all together. So we work really well as a team. And I mean, there's at the moment, it's primarily myself and Stian who are doing most of the development, mm-hmm. which consider when you look at the other frameworks and the sort of large teams they have, I think we've definitely done a pretty decent job.
That's pretty amazing. Two-person team pulling together that type of tool set.
Well, I mean, obviously the entire team, I mean, we wouldn't be able to do it without the help of everyone else. So
right, right. But it's still a small team in comparison, well, at least to Rocket Theme. They have a pretty decent-sized team. So what are the obstacles facing novice users of a framework, and how should they prepare for a project which uses one?
Well, the first thing is, I think with most frameworks, is the initial learning curve.
Right.
Because with a lot of the things that we're doing, it's stuff that's been done for the first time. So that's probably just the only thing that the people that users kind of need to be aware of and sort of prepared for. But obviously once you've invested a bit of time to sort of learn the way things are done, it means that you're able to do things 10 times faster than before.
Right.
And I mean, we're continually working on reducing the learning curve, and we've got a whole bunch of new really neat features that we're working on to make the process for new users much easier in terms of getting to grips and actually taking full advantage of more.
Right.
So things like front-end editing panel, which will allow them to pretty much customize most aspects of what a sort of basic user would want to change, like colors, backgrounds, logos, customizing all of the blocks, being able to easily set which module chromes they want to use. So whether it's tabs or grids or just a standard module or accordions, all of those things, they won't actually have to use the backend interface. They'll be able to do customize most of the aspects from the front end.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I mean, at the same time, I mean, Morph is only one of many frameworks.
Right.
I've always advocated choosing the best tool for the job.
Right, that's so excellent.
Depending on the project and what the requirements are, whether they're just creating a site for themselves or whether they're actually creating sites for their clients, those are all things that sort of have to be taken into consideration when choosing a framework.
Are there any users who, in your opinion, should not use a framework for their Joomla project? Why or why not?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because I know everybody has different opinions on this. For me personally, the way I see it is, it's kind of the difference between coding a static website versus using something like Joomla, which is also a framework. You've taken advantage of a lot of clever people investing some serious man hours into making sure that it's, I mean, covering all the bases, like in terms of performance, SEO, in terms of usability, in terms of the feature set, all of those things. When you're starting your project off with something where you've got all of those things included, I mean, Morph's been in development for just over 2 years now, and that's been researching many sleepless nights, figuring out complex problems and finding sort of solutions to this. So when you're starting your project, you've instantly got access to all of that stuff off the bat. And one of the common sort of arguments with frameworks is that you end up with a lot of code bloat and a lot of features that you don't need.
Right.
So that was something that we from the very beginning, we've made sure that whether you're doing just a basic website, whether it's a catalog or a blog, Morph will only ever load the features and the code necessary based on what you're actually using. So what that means is you're able to start off with a really solid foundation. Mm-hmm. And as your business grows, your website's able to scale with you. You don't have to go and develop a new template. You just enable the features that you need at that stage in your business. So, right. I mean, all of those things are definitely, in my opinion, justify using the framework.
Right.
And the benefits definitely far outweigh the sort of...
the cons.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. Is there any update functionality built into the framework? Can they click here to update, or is there a latest version notification?
Yeah, again, because we're going to be our sort of development cycle with Morph is quite fast. So what we've done is we've added and configured it as an update notification system. So at the top of the admin section, there's a panel where it'll show them which version they have installed and which is the latest version available. We're also planning on adding the option to actually upgrade directly from Configurator. So you won't actually have to go and download a new version. You literally just click update and it'll create backups for you. It'll essentially give you a restore point. So if anything does go wrong for any reason, you'll be able to just go back to your previous state. And that was just a sort of design thing in the architecture that we wanted to sort of have from the word go, because it just means that users are able to take advantage of all the new features without actually disrupting the flow of the experience for their users.
Right. Excellent. And finally, what is the future for frameworks? How will you develop yours through the future iterations?
Well, in, I mean, just in terms of frameworks in general, first off, there's, in the past, I would say 6 months to a year, there's been some really exciting developments. I mean, if you look at the sort of Joomla templates over the past couple of years and how they've sort of developed, and now the advent of all these sort of frameworks, it's really taken Joomla to a whole other level. And we're starting to see some really clever stuff. And there's some great, great, great innovation happening in the framework space, which is great because competition is a good thing.
Yes,
firstly, it because it gives users choice, and it also keeps all of us developers on our toes.
Right.
So in terms of Morph, I mean, we're far from done. We've got so many ideas. The things that we're focusing on now is the framework itself is really solid, but now we're focusing on things like the front-end interface, reducing the learning curve for new users, so that they're not overwhelmed with all the options available.
Right.
And then one of the sort of biggest and most exciting sides with Morph is that we've, over the past couple of weeks, secretly been developing a Nuku version, so based on the Nuku framework.
Excellent.
And this is really, really exciting for us because already we're seeing the development time in terms of new features being reduced drastically. So being able to take advantage of the work that the Nuku team has been doing means that we'll be able to release new features substantially faster.
Right.
The entire framework will be even more solid than it already is. We're looking at a caching engine where every single option in Configurator will be you'll be able to configure via profiles. So you'll be able to, for example, on the homepage, have a profile where you're using your tabs, you're using an accordion, you've got your background color set to one thing, you've got you can pretty much customize every single aspect of the framework, but then on another page, you can have it look completely differently. Just sort of really crazy amount of control. And the caching engine will then only ever load exactly what's been used on that page. So if you're using a module on that page that's using tabs, then that page will load the necessary JavaScript and CSS for the tabs, but it won't load it anywhere else where you're not using it.
Oh, excellent.
So, and then obviously the other big thing is that we're planning on changing the license to GPL on both Morph and Configurator.
Oh, that's great news for the community.
Well, yeah, it's something that we've been wanting to do for a long time, but we just kind of felt we needed to just lay the foundation first and get all of our ducks in a row.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it means that there's no restrictions in terms of using Morph or Configurator. The themelets themselves will still be domain based and commercial.
Right.
But it also gives the community that extra sort of peace of mind that if something for any reason ever happened to us, that Morph would be able to live on, and that's something which is definitely something that we're very excited about. And yeah, it's definitely exciting times.
Yeah, excellent. It sounds like a lot of exciting things are coming from the Morph team. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for your time, and thank you for answering all of our questions.
Sure, thank you for having me.
You can find more podcasts and articles at magazine.joomla.org.